Welcome to Just Some Reviews. This is a review podcast released after posting the finale episode of a video game series that we've been playing on youtube.com/@justsomedudesofficial. My name is Jake, and I'm joined by Skylar. It's a very soft whisper. And today we're going to be talking about Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid originally released September 3rd, 1998, in Japan. Okay. We were almost a year old.
Yeah, we were getting there.
And then it was released October 20th, 1998, in the States, America, United. Okay. Not in that order. We just turned one. Well, not just, but now we're one.
Yeah.
So for a quick synopsis, I just pulled this from IMDb. A crack government anti-terror squad takes over an obscure Alaskan nuclear disposal facility. Solid Snake is up for the task to infiltrate the facility, rescue the two hostages, and thwart the terrorist plans.
And that he does.
Dude, spoilers. So, just to start a little bit, I think, you know, go over the our history with Metal Gear Solid. Yours is a lot quicker, so we'll start with you.
Oh, yeah, my history. You know, I did play Metal Gear Solid 2 on the PS2, but I only ever ran through the ship and during the prologue and died. Didn't ever progress. And then Metal Gear Solid 5, I tried out the first mission. There was just so much thrown at me. I didn't want to learn all the mechanics and everything. So I put it down.
Mine is similar to 5, where when it came out, I bought it. Mm-hmm. And I got to like maybe mission 2 or 3. And I was like, okay, that's okay. But then, so my first experience with these games was kind of funny, streaming them back in like 2021. They played through 1, 2, 3, and 4, and so that was my first time seeing the story, getting on, because I've heard about these games for forever, and like, you know, Solid Snake is a name that everybody's heard from, you know, like Smash Bros and stuff like that. But that was my introduction to it. And then when the Master Collection came out, well, I guess even before that, in like summer 23 is when I went back to Metal Gear Solid 5. Fell in love with it. Oh God, so good. And I think what helped is, A, I've seen how the games are actually played. So it's like, okay, so these are all kind of janky in a sense.
Yeah.
And also, I know the characters, and I think that helps a lot.
It does.
Because you get thrown with, you know, all this stuff, and there's like hints to other characters and stuff like that. But to me, it's back in when the game came out, it's just like, what is this?
Yeah, what is happening?
But then the Master Collection came out, Volume 1. We're waiting on Volume 2. Konami.
Yeah, we need it.
And then I played through 1 and 2 for my first time, like actually playing it, my hands on the controller.
Right, yeah.
Then I got about 30 minutes into 3 on the Master Collection, and then I was like, you know, I'll wait, because we knew that the remake was coming out. Now, granted, I thought it was going to come out in 2024. And now with playing it on the channel, I probably played the first game. That was probably my fourth time playing. And then Metal Gear Solid 2, that was probably like my second or third time playing or something. Okay. Which is kind of crazy for me, because I don't really replay games.
No,
especially old games.
Yeah, not at all. Which means that they must be good.
And you know why they're good?
Because of
the story.
Yeah. That story was really good.
And also, because, you know, I kept telling you this in the videos. 1998, picture yourself. Games weren't really doing this.
Right.
Yeah. I know that there were some that did it. You know, Resident Evil, I think, came out a little bit before this. But, you know, just with how it is, it's just like, this was a PlayStation 1 game. Mm-hmm. And there's all these crazy characters and cool cutscenes. And Kojima, he was in his bag.
Yeah, no, for sure. Which, I mean, like Final Fantasy VII, that was on the PlayStation 1.
Oh, dang, that was before this. Holy crap.
So, like, those games with the intricate stories and cool characters they do, they make a difference.
But now this is in 3D. Mm-hmm. No turn-based.
Yeah, yeah. It's all happening real time.
But, yeah. Oh, so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And just the reveals throughout the game of, you know, your first mission is to get to DARPA Chief, and then he dies all of a sudden. You're like, what the heck? But then you get to the end of the game, and it's like, that wasn't even the DARPA Chief.
Yeah, no.
That was Decoy Octopus.
Yeah.
And, you know, this introduction of Foxhound and Fox Die. Of you get this virus and it's going to kill you someday. You don't know when.
Yeah, who knows, Snake?
But yeah. And then we get to the gameplay, which I said, the gameplay is pretty janky. It's, yeah. It's a PlayStation 1 game. This is something that I think will really benefit to, like, an actual remake.
Yeah.
And again, I know that people will scream about it and everything, but I mean, it needs it.
Yeah, it would be really cool if they did update all of that gameplay, the graphics. It'd look cool. It'd look really nice.
Like of how Delta Snake Eater is looking right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh man.
Mm-hmm. It'd
be incredible. But the gameplay, it's okay because the story.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. Mm-hmm. And then just a little bit, you know, Foxhound. You have the members of Foxhound being Liquid Snake, your twin clone.
The superior.
Well, he thought he was the recessive.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you're the superior and I hate you. And then you get Shalashashka. God, I love that name.
Shalashashka.
Talking, and he's like, well, actually, Liquid was the dominant one, and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. Liquid, you suck.
Yeah.
You got killed by the recessive. And then Decoy Octopus, we talked about a little bit, mm-hmm. which is actually crazy that you actually never see him.
No.
Because you would think with, like, something like Decoy, well, my mind goes to, like, Skrulls in the MCU. Of, like, you would think that, like, when he died, he would...
Yeah, go back to normal turn back or something. And be like,
oh, is that an octopus? Was he decoying?
Is that how he does it? Or did he just, like, wear disguises?
We don't know.
Oh,
I gotcha. I don't know.
I gotcha. Okay.
And then Revolver Ocelot, Shalashashka. This is such a fun name.
He was fun.
Yeah. Very over the top. I mean, a lot of these characters are over the top, but yes. You know, his introduction of just, just twirling that revolver.
No gun safety at all.
It's just like, ah, oh, come on, baby. And then he gets his arm cut off.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy, man.
But then it's the funny thing with the PlayStation 1 because it happens and it's just the flash. He's like, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just, oh, like 3 pixels are missing. It's yes. Like, oh, his arm got cut off. And Vulcan Raven, the guy that looked like the
Knight?
Bad guy, but not bad guy from Scooby-Doo. The bald dude. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I remember now.
Again, another over-the-top villain, but really funny. And then, I think the coolest for this game and what it does. We made fun of it a lot while we were doing this, but Psycho Mantis.
Oh, man, back in the day, that would have blew our freaking minds.
Put your controller on the ground and I'll move it with my mind. It's just the funniest thing.
It is hilarious.
But then it goes down a little bit modern day because you can't actually physically switch the controller. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to a menu and you're like, it's like, what have you done? Mm-hmm. It's like, I just went to a menu.
Exactly.
And then the lovely Sniper Wolf. However, this boss fight kind of gave me a run for my money because I wasn't going around exploring and everything, so I couldn't get the pills.
Yeah, those pills that
calm you down.
Golly, yeah, that freaking Ridicule was just like everywhere on you. It was like you got lucky if you landed a shot.
It's like, come on, game, I'm not even touching the stick right now. But then some other characters. I didn't type these out, I forgot. Meryl. Oh. Walking away. Never forget.
I'll never forget it.
So funny.
That's how you were supposed to find her when she was dressed in that uniform. That was the hint.
When you walk into the bathroom?
Yeah, whenever she runs to the bathroom.
I think I just let time go, and then she ends up just running over there anyway. Mm-hmm. But let's see if you can get it. The smart friend. Man.
Wait, okay, so that's Ocelot.
Yeah.
Golly, I always want to call him Octagon.
It's pretty close.
I don't know.
It's not on here. Otacon.
Otacon, okay.
Hal Emmerich. You can call him Octagon. It's okay. I didn't include him in Foxhound, even though these are kind of all the boss fights and stuff, because he's actually not a part of Foxhound. Cyber Ninja, who is then revealed as a Gray Fox, mm-hmm. which then gets into all the Metal Gear 1 and 2 stuff that I really don't know that well.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't really touch them. Mei Ling, and then also...
Oh, yeah, we didn't really talk to Mei Ling.
No, we didn't.
Only saved once in the tutorial.
Yeah, she was super cute, but never saw her face again. So,
Mei Ling, Colonel Campbell.
Yeah, him, that's him.
Yeah, not Chief.
Yeah.
Colonel.
Yes.
Come on. Colonel Campbell.
Deep Throat.
He's maybe on our side, not on our side. Yeah, Deep Throat was a... Gray Fox.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, okay. That was his code name. A wild code name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Naomi,
mm-hmm.
who was like, hey, whoa, you injected me with this fox dye? And she's like, yeah.
It's like, good luck.
Oops. And then Master Miller.
Who really wasn't Master.
Yep, no. Liquid mm-hmm. in disguise took out his ponytail. It's like, whoa,
Liquid,
miss me, brother?
No, we did not.
Well, until we move to the future, or before, I should say. Anything else? Metal Gear Solid 1 stands out to you? You want to say something?
I really liked how, like, here lately I've been on, like, a weird nostalgia trip with the old games and stuff. I liked how the boss fights were very PS1-y and very frustrating. And oh, yeah. It brought back some good memories from the childhood.
There's a reason why I played this.
Oh, 100%. There's no way I wanted to play this.
Because, yeah, but Revolver Ocelot's boss fight of you just running in circle and just hope that you can shoot him.
Yes.
It's like, maybe there's something else to this. I don't know. I never found out.
There could be. I liked the looking at the CD case and finding finding the actual radio number on it.
Except I flubbed that one.
All because of that damn jammer.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I need to get out of the room. I forgot about this.
But and then also the twists. I like the twists in the story and the betrayals and can you trust them? Can you not? Like in the second game, which we're about to talk about, I'm assuming.
Whoa. Chill out. So as of recording this, we've recorded 2 episodes of Metal Gear Solid 2, which spoilers is the next series for Monday. So we've gone through the opening scene and then an hour into, if you played the game, you know. We're not really going to talk about it, but...
I gotcha. Okay.
But of just a... Because I actually meant for us to record this before starting to.
Okay.
But then there was that day where we finished recording something. And it was like, oh, what else do you want to do? I was like, I really want to play 2.
So let's just get into it. Let's go.
It's like, I really want you to see the opening at the beginning. But so forget 2.
Okay. Okay.
Forget 2. Forget.
All right. Future spoilers. It's out of my mind.
When you... when we finished 1, how pumped for 2?
Oh, I was really pumped. I wanted to see where the story was going after that. It's really interesting.
And so we're moving on to 2. Delta Snake Eater comes out in August. Ooh. We'll do that afterwards. Konami, please, Master Collection 2. Let's get 4.
Yeah, we need number 4.
And you know, because it's also probably going to have the other ones. There was like Portable Ops and Peace Walker. I don't know if we'll play those. I don't know. Maybe stream. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because they're spin-off games, but it's, you know, it's actually a good comparison? Kingdom Hearts. These are games that are not numbered, but are as important because they do so much lore stuff.
I gotcha.
But yeah, and then at some point, 5, which I'm really looking forward to. Because I know people have a lot of opinions of 5, but I actually liked it a lot. And maybe that comes with me not being a Metal Gear fan for forever, you know what I mean? Because I think it's the ones that have been around for forever. They get all antsy.
Probably. It just doesn't match what they grew up playing.
Yep. Well, alright. That was our review of Metal Gear Solid 1 from the Master Collection. Because there's other versions. I talked about this a little bit. Because they made some remake. I don't really know what they did. But it's Metal Gear Solid Integral. I don't really know what they changed. But then there's Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes, and that's the GameCube version.
Oh, what the heck?
That's
I didn't even know that was on GameCube.
Yeah, it's still the same, like the same top down ish that 1 is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they improved some things. I just don't know what off the top of my head. But I would imagine maybe just like smoother controls and stuff, similar to like Resident Evil did the same thing of remaking it onto GameCube and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. So if you happen to stumble across this review and haven't heard of us before and want to watch us play through, ooh, I didn't change that, Metal Gear Solid. if you also want to see us play through Split Fiction, we played that too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We are just some dudes, and we upload videos on our YouTube channel at Just Some Dudes Official every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We've been uploading episodes of our playthrough of Metal Gear Solid on Mondays, and starting next week, what line was I on? And starting next week, oh no, and starting next Monday. That's what it was. We will begin uploading our playthrough of Metal Gear Solid 2. Hell, which, yeah, like I said, recorded the first couple episodes. We're having a great time.
Yeah.
Currently, we are also uploading episodes of our Assassin's Creed Shadow playthrough on Wednesdays. And to add on to Assassin's Creed Shadows, the videos are mainly the main story missions. Mm-hmm. But then we also stream Assassin's Creed Shadows. We've done it a couple times where we've done some of the side stuff to level up and whatnot, because, you know, it's a open world Assassin's Creed game, so you get level capped and everything. And,
yeah.
Oh, you gotta be level 28.
Very time consuming.
Which I found weird then, because I was like, oh, but we really haven't done that much. And then it's like, oh, we put in like 20 hours into the game. Never mind.
we played the crap out of it.
And then also, we are on Fridays, we're uploading episodes of our playthrough of Resident Evil 4 Remake on Fridays. I don't remember if I said that.
Yes, you did. That damn game.
Which, as of recording, we've recorded all the episodes. And you're going to want to tune in because it's very funny. For me. And I'm sure for you.
Yeah, for y'all.
Not really for Scatter. All right. And there are links in the description for our different social media channels, including our TikTok, where we upload funny clips from our videos, and our website that acts as a central hub for all of our content.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Just Some Reviews, and we'll see you all next time.
Bye.